Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. Happy March 10th or Mario Day, MAR10.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the Lore Boys. Lore Boys here.
This episode's about March.
It's about March 10th. This is the time of recording. Mario would say something like, "Oh!" or "Yippee!" or something like that if
hey,
he was here.
Hey, Luigi, why don't we go get some pasta, some couple of pizza pies?
I love the spaghetti.
Yeah.
From the worst Mario game ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My name's James, and I'm joined here with...
Peter. And I'm joined here with... It's James.
Oh, yeah, just me.
Ethan's not here.
Yeah, Ethan is off... we just can't get all three lore boys in a room, like in the last 2 weeks.
Well, but... you had a good reason. So I was joking about this when I was leaving. I was telling my girlfriend, I was like, yeah, so university sometimes still feels like it needs to treat people who are almost 30 like children.
Yeah.
So he has a fucking group project to do because he's 14.
Yeah, the poor guy.
Yeah.
Not only that, he's working on like a pretty demanding project right now at work. So he's been there like at minimum 8 hours a day all week, and like including his weekend. Plus he's in school almost full time,
which is brutal.
Yeah,
the fact that we bring a show to you filthy animals every week is a maker. My busy week starts next week. We just got a new guy who I need to train. So
okay, I've been playing enough video games for all of us. So don't
worry. Hey, I'm back into Warframe. It took me so fucking long, but I finally got my space kitty.
Nice.
And she gives me passive buffs, so she's actually super good. Yeah.
Same thing. Car driving through a sandstorm, passive buff.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. That's great.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen It's a Mad, 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 Mad World?
Is that...
See, it's the
Donnie Darko?
No, it's the OG... It's the OG rat race, where, like, some guy rents a car, and it just gets, like, blasted by a sandstorm, and it strips all the paint off.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen that.
It's that one where the... It's the same plot as Rat Race. Like, this guy hides... Well, similar. This guy hides, steals a bunch of money and hides it under a big W.
Okay.
It's like four palm trees that look like a W, and he hid a bunch of money below it.
Okay.
And then all these people, like, go and try and find it.
And now all these kids today are just looking for the Fortnite Ws.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah. So IEM last week, by the way, just a quick note on it. It was amazing. There's like 10,000 people in a stadium just all cheering for CSGO. I've been watching this thing since 2014.
And then you got to go in person.
Yeah. My boss calls me the day before being like, "Hey, can you be in Poland like tomorrow? You get to go to this thing." I'm like, yeah, I'll pack my bags.
It's so fucking crazy. That's like how both our business trips worked.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, you had that one where you were gone for quite some time, but then also, like, remember when I went to Missouri, I left 8 hours after I found out I was going.
Oh, it's crazy, dude. Yeah, I packed a bag, went to sleep, was there the next day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Keywords, our company, Ethan and I work for, just give them good PR. Like, they paid my whole way there. They gave me a pass to IEM. There's like 1,000 Slavic people waiting for the CSGO tournament outside. And I just got to waltz right past the line, go in, and...
All of them just squatting in a line. Very orderly.
Yeah, that's it. I didn't have a safe seat, but I was there like 3 hours early for the finals. But if anyone wants to watch them, follow ENCE, ENCE, in the quarter and semifinals. Both of those series are like amazing. The 16-year-old kid comes out of nowhere and beats these teams that are so well defined at this point. That,
really?
Yeah. Go check it out. If you like CSGO, those two series were so, so exciting.
Cool. Yeah. So yeah, IEM, Jamie got to go.
Yeah.
I stayed here and worked.
Yeah, it was ton of fun.
Oh, I'm still shopping for a tablet, by the way. If anybody's curious about the art, I'm still shopping for a tablet. It's about $800, so I want to make a... I need to test some things before I make a call, but yeah. I did get an aquarium, though, so that's...
Yeah, that's it. He's getting
my week.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So, speaking of small ecosystems, we're going to be talking about Hollow Nest in the world of Hollow Knight.
Today. Kablam! Yep. Boom!
Yep, we got it. So, Hollow Knight, if anyone hasn't played it, it's an extremely charming game that came out in 2017. It's a Metroidvania game.
Yeah.
It's an indie game made by Team Cherry, and they're three dudes who made this game that is so well polished.
You may have seen it. I streamed it a long time ago on twitch.tv/theloreboys.
Yep.
I've had the problem where my brain ricochets off of the gameplay.
Yep.
I'm very bad at it, and I've tried to get good, and I just can't. I've played about 15 hours of the game, and it's still in my backlog. I look at it every time I'm playing on Steam. I'm just like, it's there. I'll totally, like, Jamie told me that there was a badge that you could, or an upgrade you could get that solves my main problem.
Yeah,
so
it's a badge.
I might just make a beeline for that.
Yeah, it's the one of the cheapest versions. Like, the badge is very easy to get, and you don't get knocked back when you attack, which was the main thing that Peter did.
Yeah, because you can get two hits in, and then your third hit is out of range.
Every attack, yeah,
without the badge, and that would drive me fucking crazy. Yeah. And touching enemies hurts you. So when you readjust, if you readjust too much, you would just get hurt. And
yeah,
there was something in my brain that was just not okay with that. So I just couldn't learn.
It's a game that I'm really loving. Like Peter, I've had a lot of trouble with it at certain points, but yeah, like if you just really focus on it and just try and get good, you will eventually. Like,
yeah,
there's a couple of clips up on twitch.tv/theloreboys. I think I beat the Mantis Lords, the Dung Defender, and the Broken Vessel on stream so far. But
oh, Broken Vessel's the ghost one with all the orange shit on it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks like, basically kind of looks like you, but a broken skull with like orange stuff coming
out.
Yeah,
with goo. Yeah.
Anyways, for those who don't know what Hollow Knight is, it tells the story of a knight on a quest. You're not the Hollow Knight, you're just a knight. The game is called Hollow Knight. And you're uncovering long-abandoned secrets in the insect kingdom of Hollownest. So you're going deeper and deeper into a burrow with insects as the NPCs, and everyone's an insect. Your enemies, yeah, and your NPCs, except for some random jellyfish. I don't know how they got in there, but...
Yeah.
yeah.
Video game bad guys.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's a throwback to Metroid, because jellyfish are...
Oh, yeah. So, Metroids look like jellyfish.
Yeah, yeah. They really do. Yeah, so like exploring the kingdom, it's a massive, massive world. And like a lot of Metroidvanias, there's a lot of vertical to the maps. So it is a side-scroller, but you're also going up and down. And you go very, very deep into this thing. And it feels like an ant colony almost, that there's different sections for different things and you go very deep. So yeah, when you start the game, you're given like very little information or guidance on where you're supposed to go or what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Like, what was your first experience with the game?
Yeah, well, I went in, and I know you jumped down the well in Dirtmouth, which is like the surface town.
Yeah.
And you jump into the well, and then you go left and right, and you fight some bad guys. Like,
yeah,
that was fine. Like, I got as far as the mushroom swamp sort of thing with the bouncy purple things on it.
Yep, the fungal waste.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I got there. And then after a while, I beat, like, three or four bosses. But I got to a certain point where I just, like, couldn't get through a particular room.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, I don't get it.
Mm.
I don't understand. I don't understand why I'm bad. And I kept making the same mistakes over and over and over and over again. So I was just like, I'm not gonna... Like, I love the way it looks and sounds, and I just hated the way it plays. So
can you describe the art style? You'd probably do a better job than I would.
Oh, yeah. It's very basic, and it's pretty monochrome. Like your character is gray, black, and white.
Mm-hmm.
So he has, like, this big, cute, like... everybody looks like a bug pointing upwards. So, like, you have little horns that would normally be, like, the forward-facing pincers of a beetle. So everybody looks like a beetle stood up on its point.
Yeah.
And then they just get little arms and legs and scuttle around.
Yeah.
It's very cartoony. It's very simple. The characters are simple. The environments are gorgeous. They look, you know, like a kind of hand-drawn. It's not pixel art or anything like that.
It's all, like, hand-drawn sprites.
Yeah, I love it. I love the way it looks. I love the way it sounds. It's playing it for me has just always been a challenge, but it's there. It's haunting my backlog.
Yeah.
It's the specter of failure just following me around.
We were kind of talking about it earlier, too, that it's like a really cute-looking atmosphere, or like cute-looking characters, but also such like a deadly world that can kill you.
Yeah, and a very it's a weird combination of super cute looking characters, like big eyes and no mouth, and just like everybody just kind of scuttles around and they're super cute, and they all talk in, like Sims basically.
Oh, it's true, yeah.
Yeah, they all there's like Rad's Bergerac, and you're like, yay, so cute. But also the like from what I've gathered thus far is this kingdom was overtaken by some kind of curse or fungus or whatever, and it, like you're killing these hollowed out and or mind controlled husks of people.
Yeah, there's this whole like thing too where I think that the world originally was the cell of Hollow Nest is that you gain your mind by getting there, and I think that's what Hive Mind is. Like an insect on its own doesn't have a purpose, but when it joins a colony, it has a purpose. And then there's this kind of overlooming thing that was attacking the hive mind or changing the minds or making ants or things go
it's
crazy.
It's orange shit, right?
Orange shit. Is it just Radiance, which I really want to talk about the next episode. It's a really cool story arc, but I'll help you guys.
Jamie's real invested.
Yeah, it's probably a two-parter. I want to talk about like the people who made the game today and then also kind of build the world. And then once the world is built and you kind of feel the trajectory of the thing, then actually tell you the story from what we can pull from it, because a lot of it is so vague and just in hidden lore lines you have to really like read between the lines, and, it's not super clear, but it's fun that you can all have your own conjecture or your own like idea of what Hollow Knight is.
Is this the first time in history where Lore Boys canon is perfectly valid and not complete bullshit?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. We fucking made it. Took us 80 episodes, but finally.
Just had to find something that was vague enough to give the illusion of depth.
Filling a bunch of fucking blanks, We should have just called like one of those like rent a psychics. It gives you a bunch of vague advice.
Yeah, that's it. Oh man. Yeah. Like those psychics are so fun. I remember going to one at a fair and they're like, "You will love and lose." Like, cool. Okay. I'm fucking 14, dude. Yeah.
Actually went to like a to like a freak show seer.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, there's a seer in the game in Hollow Knight as well, actually.
Oh, cool.
Your nail, you have a sword. It looks like a sword, but you're a bug, so it's a nail. And so you fight with a nail.
That kind of means humans exist or existed above, right?
It's possible, yeah.
Because I know one of the bosses has a sewing needle that she uses like a grappling hook with thread on it. Use a nail.
Yeah, that's the Hornet, which if you guys are fans of Hollow Knight, you probably know that just a few weeks ago, the trailer for Silk Song is coming out, which is... was originally supposed to be a DLC for Hollow Knight, but now it's going to be its own fully fledged game.
It got too big for its britches. Yeah.
They kept building it. They're like making so many. There's this basically Bug Bay who comes and fights you every few bosses.
Oh,
kind of thing.
Bug Waifu.
Yeah, Bug Waifu. Her name's Hornet, and she fights you the knight, saying, like, you're not ready for this yet, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you just keep kind of getting knocked down by her, but as soon as you beat her, you will get I think the first thing she gives you is a dash.
Yes.
Which helps you move
the
around.
The moth cloak.
Exactly, yeah.
I have the beginning of the game memorized very well because I have failed at it so many times.
Yeah. I picked this game up at the same time I was playing Dark Souls 3, and it felt less punishing than Dark Souls 3 to me. So I think that's why I've been gravitating towards it, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just depending on the way things control, like Dark Souls for me, I feel the controller is attached completely to the character.
Uh-huh.
Whereas in Hollow Knight, there's, you know, knockback, and when you get hit, you get knocked way the fuck back.
Yeah.
It's that sort of thing. Like, I feel like the controller for me kind of disappears once in a while,
okay.
And I don't like that.
Okay.
But full credit to Team Cherry, the people who made it, who are clearly video game development gods.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Three people made this game, and I encourage all of you to go look even just at like a playthrough of it, or if you're looking at one section specifically, look up Hollow Knight the Hive, and you go to this bee area and everything's so glowing and
gold. Bees.
Yeah. Everything in that game, every section is distinctly Hollow Knight in its art style, but also distinct in its own area. Like the color palettes are all different in each area.
Yeah.
And you always know where you are, but you also, there's this unifying art style to
That's pretty old school.
Yeah.
You know, fire world, ice world, grass world,
yeah.
Boss sort of thing.
Except this time it's mushroom world, bee world, crystal world.
Not bee world, no.
It's the worst vacation ever.
Yeah. We went to B-World. No.
Yeah.
That'd be a good theme park.
Yeah. What would you do there, though? You'd, like, lick honey on a stick. You'd...
Yeah, get stung to death.
Yep, stung to death. That's a good one. Yeah.
Roller coaster would just be covered in bees.
Yep.
Yeah. You you'd get, like, instead of getting face paint, you'd get, like, a bee beard.
You go to the Dominican Republic, you get your cornrows. You go to Bee World, you get a bee beard.
Yeah, exactly.
It, like, on the airplane on the way home.
Yeah, just, like, covered in bees. Yes, yeah. Yes, that's exactly it. Oh, yeah, that's your shitty tourist thing that you have to take home and deal with when you get back. Is your bee beard.
Oh, wow.
When all the bees die of old age after 4 days. And then you just end up in bed surrounded by dead bees.
Oh my god. A lot of the worlds in Hollow Knight would look like that. There's so many worlds that it's just covered in carcasses.
I was going to say that some of them are just, like, stacked with corpses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they did this really cool thing with the art style where they have, like a foreground, then the mid-ground that you're kind of actually playing on, and then the background.
I think that's called parallax scrolling. When
okay.
When you do that. I could be completely wrong. Tweet at me if I am completely wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's called parallax.
Okay. Yeah, it makes it, like, a 2D world feel, like, really deep.
Yeah.
Really, really deep.
Like the Deep Nest?
Yeah.
Hey.
Deep Nest is a world that I unlocked yesterday, actually, in Hollow Nest. So, it, like we said, it has a unique hand... drawn style.
Yeah.
And you're given very little information. You walk around, one of the first things you get is dash and your fireball. There's different spells you have. You're left to your own devices. Eventually, like, you'll find things. It's a Metroidvania, so you'll find things like a piece of a mask to give you, like, a piece of a health.
Yeah.
Like, it's a piece of heart from Zelda, essentially.
Yeah.
Or you'll get things for your soul, which is, like, your mana.
The whole game is incredibly derivative, but it's really, 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 really well executed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so polished. And the music as well. Like, I was listening to the OST while writing, and it is beautiful, the music.
Yeah.
It's amazing. One of the early power-ups, the Knight Errants, is, like, the dash move or the wall jump. And, like, as you play the game, it goes from you just being able to walk around and have a single jump to you being able to, like, jump off walls, double jump, dash across, do this, like, crazy crystal, like, Super Saiyan flying down Victory Road thing. Like,
it's crazy.
Yeah, so you learn a lot about who you are and, like, why you are in the world, which I want to talk about next week. Sorry, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Tune in next week for actual content.
Yeah. But the world, it's a lot like Dark Souls in the way that it doesn't feed you the lore. Like, you are Ash, this is your Pokemon, you need to beat the Elite Four. You don't know what you're doing off the beat.
Weirdly enough, Dark Souls and Hollow Knight, and I guess because I mentioned earlier, to some extent, Warframe, like, they all start out and you're the protagonist because you're central to the story, but you're not really, like, the hero. You exist, and all these things have already happened, and things occur around you that you can get kind of sucked into.
Yeah, in Hollow Knight, you start off, in Hollow Knight, you start off as something that is, like, very unspecial, actually.
Yeah.
You're, like, a failed vessel, pretty much.
I was going to say, Hornet calls you the vessel, or the broken vessel, or something.
Exactly. Yeah. You are basically a failed experiment from the Pale Knight. And then you become more special as you go on.
Yeah.
Or the Pale King, rather. Sorry. And from there, you just delve deeper and deeper to piece together the lore. A lot of it is, like, item descriptions.
Classic.
Or you get something later on called the Dream Nail.
Oh, it's where you can read people's minds?
Exactly. Yeah, the Dream Nail is, it's used, you go to a seer, and she grants it to you. And on PlayStation, you hold triangle to strike it, and it charges up. And you can either enter people's dreams, or you can read their mind, or you can have an interaction with them that is, like, of the mind.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a physical thing that brings out the non-physical, basically.
Cool.
If you beat a boss, you use the Dream Nail on their corpse when you're done, and you get to fight an altered version of them.
Oh, that's how that works.
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. See, you have to, like, kill a boss and then basically steal the mind... Or steal a soul out of their corpse, and then you can fight them again.
Yeah, that's cool. It. Like, so they kind of live forever in that, like, their spirit.
Yeah.
But then you go in and kill their fucking spirit, too.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Am I the bad guy?
It's In Hollow Knight, it feels like there isn't a good and bad guy, because you're kind of the void, which is technically, like, usually a bad thing in most video game tropes, but in this world, it's considered a good thing, and you're fighting the Radiance, which we'll talk about more next week,
which
is considered light. So you're fighting the light, but the light is also bad.
Destructive or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the magnifying glass through the sun that's frying all the ants, sort of thing.
Exactly. Oh no, the Radiance! Yes. Yeah, exactly. From the perspective of from an ant. I find they do perspective really well in that game, too. Like, there's a city called the City of Tears.
Yeah.
And it's constantly raining in this city, and it has really beautiful, like, tinkly music, but really, it's just an underground city that was built under an underground lake.
So oh, okay.
The lake is just, like, dripping in all the time.
Yeah.
Perpetually. But I guess with rainfall, you would kind of have a perpetual lake underwater if there's consistent rainfall above.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to
I'm not a geologist.
I'm not a geologist. Geo is the currency.
It's the currency. Yeah. That's true.
So, in the game, I guess I am a geologist. No, you wouldn't call yourself a moneyologist if you go to earn money when you go to work.
No, you don't.
Economist? I'm an economist. I earn
Yeah,
money.
Exactly. I'm a geologist. I studied geo.
So I'm playing through the game right now, which is part of the reason why I want to make it a two-parter, because I do want to delve into the Radiance and the Pale King, all this stuff. I haven't actually met them yet, and I will have met them by next week, so I want to have a full understanding.
Yeah, we're getting into. That's all right. But, yeah. We do this for us as much as we do it for you, the listener.
I think that's what gives it, like, a lot of, like, the love that goes into it, is because we enjoy doing it so much, right? So let's start with Team Cherry.
Sure.
Get to know them a little bit. Do you know anything about Team Cherry so far?
Nothing. You've laid claim to the fact that it's three people.
Three guys, yeah.
Yeah, it's three guys. And I'm like, all right, tell me more.
Yeah, it's insane. So they started off, they're from Adelaide. Do you know what country Adelaide is from?
In Australia.
Yeah!
Ah, God damn it! I just can't get away from it.
Yeah, exactly. Our friends in Australia may know them better than we do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small little island. You guys might know them personally. I'd assume you would.
He's probably
you barbarians.
Probably one of your mates or whatever.
Yeah,
you call
exactly.
Them.
Yeah. Or one of your cousins.
Yeah. So they're from Adelaide, South Australia, and according to their about page on their own website, their mission is to build crazy, exciting worlds to explore and conquer.
So far, so good.
Yep. So I mentioned there's only three fucking people who do this, which is...
I can't believe that.
It has enough charm and polish to be, like, a AAA title.
Yeah.
Like, and the music's amazing, the art's amazing. Like, to me, there should be someone doing the music alone, there should be someone doing the art alone, there should be someone doing, like, the dialogue alone at this point. And
yeah.
Already we're out of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Who did the coding.
Damn it!
Yeah, exactly. It's insane. The three guys who made it, I'll call them out, is Ari Gibson, William Pellion, and Jack Vine.
Good names.
Yeah. In terms of what they actually contributed to, I know Jack Vine had the heaviest coding influence, and the other two, I wasn't able to get a straight answer from their website on what they actually do. It was like co-designer was what they said.
Okay.
Probably a little bit of everything.
Yeah. But I mean, when you're three people, you're basically like a video game mercenary. You just have to do whatever the fuck you need.
Exactly. Yeah. And there was like bios about them. Like they were on their nest. They were already modding games and stuff like from the first games they got before there was like...
And the Hollow Knight precursor you had sent me, I didn't actually watch it, but they have a Flash version of Hollow Knight, or to some extent.
So, that's exactly the next point. So the Hungry Knight game was the first game that they built together.
Okay.
And the Hungry Knight game was built at a game jam. You know what game jams are?
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's like a festival, or like not a festival, it's an event. People get together, they make a game concept or a small game super quickly with like basically one central idea, and then sometimes people jump off that.
Exactly, yeah, and that's exactly what happened here. So Hungry Knight was built at a game jam where the theme was 10 seconds.
Okay.
And do you have any idea what that would mean for Hungry Knight?
Eat all the food in a room?
Yeah, so you die if you don't eat in 10 seconds. You have a 10-second constant like jar that's unfilling.
Oh, okay.
And you have to eat to replenish the jar.
Okay.
And, so you start off and you are in front of an altar and there's a dead body on top of it, just the bones left. And this is where the game starts. And it says, Hungry Knight. And the sprite is like a carbon copy Hollow Knight. Like
it looks, oh, it looks exactly like him?
Exactly. Like, no differences. Cute. It's just less frames when it moves.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
And, like, the same cloak, the same nail, the same everything. And the goal is to walk around this small island, and there's small enemies that have, like, orange goop on their back.
Oh, yeah.
You hit the guy, you eat the goop, you fill your meter.
Okay.
Yeah. And you do that, and you walk around, and it's not very big. And there's three guys with masks, and they're pretty big. And you have two moves. You can either hit with your nail, or you can dash.
Okay.
And it's a lot like in Hollow Knight, you can dash or hit. There's a lot more things, but yeah. it was rudimentary.
It's a real game now, not just a concept that somebody made. Yeah.
Exactly. And after you beat the three guys, you collect their three masks, you bring them back to the altar you started with, all the meanwhile killing at least one thing per 10 seconds or else you die.
Yeah.
Then the three masks will line up, and your little bone dude that was dead will come back to life through a ritual, and you walk off into the sunset, like, holding the hand of the bone dude. It might be a lover.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I killed and ate so many people for you, my love.
Yeah, exactly. It's
like, wow, I'd rather be dead.
What a neck romantic ending, right?
Hey!
Yeah. It was, like, a cute game. I played it on Flash today, and...
Oh, yeah, it's still available?
Yeah. So laggy, though. Like, you go to the big knight dude, and you go to hit him. I don't know if this is a Newgrounds problem or a game problem, but anytime you dash, it goes down to, like, 3 frames per second.
Ouch.
And, yeah, coming from Hollow Knight, which I love, I couldn't play that game at all.
No.
It was just the proof of concept, I guess. It was the idea, and it's so different in what you're actually...
They only had so much time to make it. Like, a game jam is, from what I understand, a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going through the comment section. There was a bunch of, like, sweaty nerds being like, all right, so I get this from a game jam, but it would be unfair not to criticize this like any other game. And then, like, huge paragraph
Jesus,
of what's
dude.
Wrong with the game, yeah. And then, meanwhile, like, yeah. These three...
Fucking sorry, I only had 8 hours, really.
Yeah,
shit.
Exactly. But it was that character, that aesthetic, that made them create Hollow Knight later.
Yeah.
It resonated with some people and them. It must have been
resonated. I mean, it's super cute, yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, they made one more game, at a game jam, and it was called Tomb Cat.
Okay.
The themes for this game, game jam, it was greed and mummy, as in, like...
Greedy mummies.
Ooh, really,
oh, yeah, yeah.
What does a mummy sound like? Oh, yeah, it's more of a grunty,
It's more of a moan, less of a boo, because they're, like, Egyptian zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, can you guess where this game was set?
Was it in Egypt?
Yeah, that's okay. Good.
Because I know there's other civilizations throughout history who have also mummified their dead.
Mayans? But,
yeah. I mean, I say yeah confidently. It probably, that's the one I was thinking. I could be wrong. I'm not an anthropologist. I'm a geologist, baby. but yeah, like, I figured it would have been an Egyptian thing because those are the famously spooky mummies that we have to fight.
Yeah, and that's it. So they, with a short amount of time, they have greed, they have mummy, they're like, okay, let's just make it into a pyramid.
Yeah.
Because why not? It fits.
And, like, the pharaohs were buried with a ton of treasure.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they did. To double down on the mummy thing, they also made the main character a mother.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's a cat. You're playing Tomb Cat, and the whole thing is you go through a pyramid, and you get a single screen, and there's a bunch of gold coins everywhere with enemies walking around that you can hit and they'll only temporarily die, and you try and collect all the coins within a certain amount of time to get to the next room kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's pretty classic video game stuff. I think what lends to Hollow Knight from that game is there are enemies like have like insectoid wings, and the art style is really similar, so probably where you got started on that, and also wall jumping. So some of the movements.
Oh, really?
Are, yeah.
The cat can jump off walls.
Yep.
Cool.
And the 2D, the way that it looks, as in like playing on a 2D plane, is very similar to Hollow Knight, much more than Hungry Knight, which kind of felt a little more isometric to me. But it is 2D, but like you're playing the world instead of being flat, is just like flat vertically, and you're running on that.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of jumping from actual platform to platform, you're just on like a rotated island, which is weird.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's where they kind of got started. Yeah, so those are the two games that Team Cherry got started on.
Good.
Yeah. And I guess we have I want to get back to Hollow Knight then. I guess we kind of led the trajectory into Hollow Knight. We know what they've worked on so far.
Yeah. We covered the Team Cherry bit.
Team Cherry, exactly. So we know who they are. We know what they're into. One of them must be a great artist. I'm not sure which one it is, but...
Or all of them are mediocre artists, and, yeah. and they collaborate really well.
Honestly, I guess what they make is not particularly hard to draw. It's just, like, really consistent.
It's unique.
Yeah, yeah. It is unique, yeah. Well, so I want to talk about three different energies that are in the game.
Okay.
So they all have, like, they're all quite important. First one is soul.
Yeah.
The second one is void.
Okay.
And the third one is essence.
Okay. I know soul you mm-hmm. gain by hitting people. You don't have to kill anybody,
yeah.
but it does recharge as you hit. Yeah. Make contact with another living thing. You drain soul, I guess, out of them or something.
Yeah, it's kind of implied that it's like their life force.
Yeah, and it transfers into you uh-huh. instead of out in, like, I guess?
Yes, because you're a vessel.
Yeah.
You're a vessel, and that's why you have the ability to take on all these, like, Metroidvania, like,
powers?
Upgrades. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because you are a vessel for...
magic, basically? For magic. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Exactly. So, it's the term used for the white energy extracted from enemies and soul totems. Soul totems are old-ass statues that are there that are from before any of the living creatures in Hollow Knight remember.
Oh, okay, cool. So they kind of were always there.
Yep.
Those are they're like the obelisks that you hit to recharge your mana, basically.
Yeah, they're the bug dicks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hell yeah, they are.
Yeah. They're like super phallic looking. Like, yeah. If you just look up Soul Totems Hollow Knight, it's just like a bunch of weird dicks.
Yeah. Or bug dicks, lore boys. This same picture. Make it happen, Google.
It'll be the weirdest movie. Which one was the one where the bees are coming to, like, harvest? That's ants, I think. The ants have to collect a bunch of food, and the bees come and take it. They're like the mafia.
Oh, it's a Bug's Life.
Oh, is that a Bug's Life?
Yeah, then the bad guys are grasshoppers.
Oh, yeah. No, okay, so Bug's Life, grasshoppers, and then there's a movie Ants with a Z.
Yes.
And that one, I think the bees are coming to take it.
But... I don't recall. I don't know if I've seen it. Maybe I've seen it.
You like jazz?
Yeah, Ant movie. That was it.
Yeah, the bug movie, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they put Kramer in that one instead of Seinfeld.
No, it was Woody Allen was an ant.
Okay.
Was a Zed. Yeah.
Oh, where's the Zed in Woody Allen?
Yeah, Woody Allen with a Zed.
Yeah.
Zwoody.
Zwoody Allen.
Zwoody Zwellen.
Yeah, so the soul, it's like, it's represented on your HUD by a circular meter. It looks like a white face that kind of fills up slowly. And when it's filled, you have three heals or three spells. There's basically like three charges in your soul thing
that
you can upgrade as you go. So this soul, we don't know much about it, except that since it is connected to these soul totems, which are like before time, that this energy is before time as well.
It's like the generic life force mm-hmm. brand stuff, basically. Yep. Life force TM.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
That was worshipped by like old beings.
Yeah, the ancient bugs.
Exactly.
The ancient robots?
Like those... No, I was looking for magic rocks or ancient robots, and I didn't see any yet.
Fuck!
Yeah. What do you call those really old bugs that you can find in the bottom of the water, and they have, like, these carapaces and, like, a ton of little legs, and it looks like Kabuto from Pokemon?
Oh, it's an isopod.
Isopod, yeah. So if you go down deep enough, you can find isopods.
I don't know why I just know that immediately offhand, by the way. So, hey, Pete, what's that, like, the deep sea bug, the big one, the oval one? It's an isopod. Yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks, man. Then I just go home and die, presumably.
Yeah, exactly.
I serve my purpose.
Have you seen that video of the people who took an isopod to, like, Wendy's or something? And they're, like, they just found it, and they're, like, kissing it and taking pictures with it.
What the fuck?
And it looks like a prehistoric, like...
I don't like that.
...beast bug.
They're gross. I don't like them at all.
They fed it a milkshake, I think.
Did he like it?
I don't know.
Can you tell?
They had it in a baby chair.
What the fuck? Dude, you have to show me that after.
I will.
Oh, my God. I know my dad. I know, like... A quick aside here, in The Simpsons, Milhouse at one point, when they go on vacation, loses his glasses.
Yep.
And a hermit crab, or horseshoe crab, walks up to him, and he pets it. And he's like, nice doggy.
Yeah.
And it, like, flaps its stinger thing.
Yeah.
And my dad has a picture from Boston where he's, like, squatting on a beach, petting a horseshoe crab.
I feel like you've told that before on the cast, actually. Maybe, oh, maybe. Maybe not, though.
My dad's, my dad's a crazy person, man.
Yeah.
He's just got rich late in life, so I never got shit. And he's in Thailand now because my sister's boyfriend fell off a cliff and broke a bunch of bones.
Really?
Yep. Well, he's alive, so we can talk about it here.
Okay.
Alive at time of writing.
He's had
two spinal taps and brain surgery thus far.
Turn it up to 11, right?
Snapped his Snapped his femur at the hip. They had to put titanium rods into him.
Snapped his femur at the hip.
That's... Yeah. The ball joint.
Oh,
right there. Snapped off. Boy. He fell off a waterfall.
Jeez, see, if you're a bug, like in Hollow Nest, you don't...
Grow them back!
Yeah, you grow them back, or...
Stupid Wesley can't grow his fucking legs back. That was his first mistake.
No, their mass is so small that they don't actually get hurt when you drop them.
That's true, yeah.
You can drop... I've never tried it, but you could drop an ant off of a very, very high building, and it would be fine when it hit the ground.
Probably.
If it just didn't die of old age first.
On the way down?
Yeah. Imagine an ant just... It starts off, it's got like a little binky, like 10
gray hair
down.
At the bottom.
Exactly. Going through all the stages of life. Yeah. So the soul, we don't know a lot about it. We know it's old. We know that...
Now, the Hollow Knight itself, because you're a knight. The Hollow Knight, is he a larger vessel? Is that why he is considered hollow? Because he is a vessel for soul and magic?
He is a vessel. There's a lot of vessels.
Zote the Mighty is a vessel, presumably?
Probably.
Okay.
It's the... Yeah, so I wanted to get this more into this next week, but there's a lot of vessels that the Pale King created to basically combat Radiance.
So
and some of them are failed, some of them are not.
I guess this might just be a setup for next week.
Yeah.
Do all the people who are... All the bugs who are vessels wear a white mask because they are vessels created by the Pale King?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
There's an area in the game where there's thousands and thousands of dead failed ones.
Okay.
And you basically are going through and seeing all your dead brothers and sisters.
So anybody with a white kind of ceramic-looking mask is a vessel created by the Pale King at some point.
Specifically the one that you have. Like, no, I...
Hornet has a white mask. Is she a vessel?
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't
Zote?
We don't know.
Okay.
It's possible, but we don't know.
The Hollow Knight itself, obviously.
It's kind of... Yeah, the Hollow Knight, which is the end boss, is the vessel that was, quote-unquote, successful.
Okay.
And you were a failed one. And the only ones that we're sure of being vessels are the broken vessel that you fight.
Yeah.
Which is one of the bosses that is like looks like you, but has a cracked skull.
Yeah.
You. And also the Hollow Knight, which is the end boss.
Okay.
Which we'll get more into next week. This is going to be probably... on the shorter side for an episode, so it'll be an easy hop into the next week.
We're just giving you a bunch of little
little taste
here.
Yeah, because there's so much detail in the story of the Pale King that I feel like I would be doing it an injustice by trying to compact it into the next 20 minutes. So
yeah.
We'll just wait for next week, and there's going to be a lot of good stuff to look forward to.
But at least you get to learn about, like, Team Cherry and, like, a little bit of the basics about Hollow Knight. Like, you're not going to go into this one blind.
Nope.
A little cheat sheet for next week's episode.
Yeah.
Then the exam.
Yeah.
And then I suppose the Lore Boys will be back after that with your grades.
Well, we're actually going to talk more about Soul and one of the bosses that you fight that has a lot to do with Soul.
Okay.
So, not much is known about this energy, like we said, except that it predates the history of Hollow Nest. One boss in the game is called the Soul Master, and he's within the Soul Sanctum.
Okay.
And that's above the City of Tears.
Okay.
So if that makes no sense to you, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a lot of fantasy bullshit there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, arguably you know what video games is.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can probably glean from that. Yeah.
It's in, like, the set. If you looked at the whole map, it's in, like, almost the center and then up to the right.
Okay.
So the Soul Sanctum is a place above the City of Tears, and there was a guy named the Soul Master who was studying Soul.
Is he the monk who attacks you with the rings?
No, that's below near the Fungal Waste in Greenpath.
Okay, sure.
But, The one that I'm talking about, he's very rotund. He's like, his character shape is very round.
Yeah.
He has a bunch of lackeys that are smaller versions of himself.
Cool.
He kind of has like a robe that goes up probably like 3/4 of the way up of the sphere of his body. And then a tiny head that pokes up that looks like he has his chin in the air. And and he has kind of like a cape robe sort of on the back.
Okay.
And his whole thing is he studies soul a lot.
Okay.
And he was originally endorsed by the Pale King, saying, we need to deal with this infection, this radiance, and we think soul might be the way to do it.
Okay.
So what we need you to do is to study soul, and you basically have carte blanche. You can do whatever you want, just study soul.
Okay.
To harvest soul,
you have to kill things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you go to his area, the backdrop is just like mounds of dead bodies. Like,
okay, yeah.
Piled all the way up
there's
the walls.
Mountains of insect corpses. Yes. As far as the eye can see.
Yeah. And he did many, many, many experiments, and some of them were successful in terms of, like, I can make a fireball now.
Mr. Pale King, could you sign this contract for me? Yeah. All this says is, by any means necessary, and then there's a line where I can sign. He's like, yeah, yeah, that's it. That's all I need. I suppose so.
It's pretty much, yeah. Yeah. This big, round, roly guy with his chin in the air comes up to the king. Boom, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Yeah.
Let me do anything, please. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I'm afraid of the radiance. Yeah. I suppose I'll do it.
Yeah. So he does this, and a lot of his experiments were also failed.
Are you one of them?
No.
Oh.
We're not. We're not one. We have nothing to do with the soul. Maybe some of his research like led into creating vessels Pale King did to like
proof of concept before then, before you were created then.
But Hollow Knights or Knights, their essence is void. It's not soul.
Okay.
Which is a complicated, and we're going to get into more next week, but okay. I'm going to talk more about void soon.
Yeah.
So void is like the dark essence, and it's what your base essence is, because the only thing that can fight radiance is void.
When you die and you have to kill your shadow, is that thing made of void?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When you go deep, deep, deep into the ground, you'll find other souls that are not yours that you can fight.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That are neat. Like completely dark, and they look just very similar to yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Soul Master, he continued studying soul and slaying thousands upon thousands of bugs. And these bugs died for yeah, basically for nothing, because he would get like a bunch of souls and then try and do an experiment and it would fail, and he'd be like, not enough souls.
Yep. I guess that was it.
Yeah. So let's do it again. And he'd go and kill.
Yeah.
Drain all his souls. Oh, wasn't enough souls. That's it's failing because I haven't killed enough, not because the idea is bad.
I was going to say, he hasn't tried to change anything else at any point.
No.
Just like, maybe stop keeping them all in this old plastic bin. Keep them, like, I don't know, try and seal it up in something instead.
A plastic bin with a stick in it.
Yeah.
Like, so they're happy.
Yeah.
Two like, holes punched in the top.
Yeah, in the tin foil to keep it all in there so it can breathe. Like when you keep actual bugs as pets.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was his problem, was is he was just like, oh, well, I mean, like, I was figuring that, like, all these dead bugs were gonna create some magic.
Yeah.
I just guess I need, like, more bugs.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And didn't really work most of the time. And then eventually...
Or he didn't notice that, like, the thing that he was dumping it all into had a crack in it. It just kept draining out. He's just like, oh, I guess I just need to kill more people.
Yeah, yeah, honestly, he just kept fucking killing. And eventually the Pale King's like, all right, your experiments aren't working that
great. I am running precious low on citizens to be a king of at this point,
exactly.
And we haven't found a solution.
Yep. And Pale King says, hey, stop doing what you're doing. Now, we're not really cool with this anymore. Then...
I'm going to sell my stock. Yeah. I invested heavily in genocide, and at this point I'm regretting it. I'm just not into it anymore.
Yep.
Going to pull out my assets.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a little bit more liquid here and there, so just... I'm going to make an assumption that he was just like, don't go crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing. And he didn't go crazy while in the custody of the Pale King, but he went crazy shortly afterwards.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, man, I'm just going to leave,
yeah,
pull my support,
yeah,
if that's cool. don't lose your mind and become a villain or anything. He was like, I don't intend to.
And yeah, he in his dreams was approached by what is known as the Radiance or the Infection.
Okay.
And saying, you could live forever if you killed enough. Now he thinks that if he just keeps killing, he will never die.
All right.
So he continues his experiments and just keeps killing, keeps killing, keeps killing.
Yeah.
And you only learn about his dreams once you actually hit him with the dream nail after you've beat him the first time. And then you get some more like context on who he is.
I see.
I haven't successfully beaten any boss for the second time with the dream nail.
Have you tried?
No. But I've beaten... Okay.
That would explain it.
Warrior spirits. So there's like... If you walk by like a tomb or something, sometimes there'll just be like a spirit there. It'll be like floaty. It'll be like, hey, do you want to challenge this thing by hitting with the dream nail? And I've beaten two of those.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Those are, you just get your essence, because essence is the thing we'll talk about soon. I wanted to talk about soul void and essence. So that was soul. This guy thinks he can live forever. One of his last words after you kill his variant is, now I can live forever. So I don't know if he did enough research on soul that realized that there is an afterlife in Hollownest. It can be speculated that there's an afterlife because, you know, if you get killed and your soul gets killed, you still exist.
Yeah. I mean, as a knight, you do.
Yeah.
Because you can kill your shadow sort of thing. I don't actually know what that thing is called. I always called it the shadow.
Yeah.
Is the little void ghost that can fly around and shit.
Yeah, it's your spirit. I'm not sure. I'm probably not calling it the right thing either, but...
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like we report on lore or nothing.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm right, but here's the answer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, yeah, these three guys did a lot. You know, like, what have us three done lately, really?
I mean, we told people about their work.
That's true. I expect the check soon,
TJ. I don't want them to be the tree falling in the woods, nobody's around to hear it sort of thing, right? Like, we're doing people a charity.
Yep. No, they're good. I think they had... I saw on one of their blog posts they had, like, 100,000 people playing the game and stuff, which is pretty good for
anybody. I don't doubt it. Yeah.
I'd imagine even more, but from what I've talked to, but most of our close people and friends are like video game fans, so it's not exactly a great sample size.
No, exactly. All these people share my interests. I can't get very I can't get a great diversity of opinion out of these people.
Yeah, 10 out of the 10 the people that I've asked in my video game office know about this game.
Yeah, everybody. You ever wonder how the fuck is it, like, 9 out of 10 doctors agree that brushing your teeth is good? Where's that other guy? What's up with that guy?
he's the doctor that is working for a private company, and he's waiting for your teeth to go bad.
And he's so a fucking quack. Yeah, so he can just make you dentures.
Yeah. So Void is not the opposite of Soul. It would be the opposite of
Radiance. Yeah.
Which is like, Radiance is light, Void is dark.
Yes.
The Void is a substance of the Abyss, which is a place you can go.
Cool.
In the game. And I haven't gotten to it yet. It's just, you go deeper and deeper and deeper.
It's probably spooky as fuck, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's like one statue down there, and it looks kind of like... I'm forgetting now. This is so many episodes ago. The Metroid had those... bird people, the Chozo?
It's the Chozo.
Chozo, yeah.
The Chozo or the Metroid, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the Chozo,
bird guys.
Yeah, exactly. There's like a statue of like a Chozo kind of like kneeling and holding with its hands out, and then there'll be like a power up on top of it.
Yeah.
There was an allusion to that, and if you go deep enough into the abyss, there's basically a bug doing that exact same pose.
Oh, cool.
But it's holding a pool filled with void. And it's kind of spilling over the sides. Like,
okay, cool.
And you kind of bathe in that, then you can pass through void walls. It's just like your ice missiles, so you can get through the ice door.
Yeah.
But Void is your aspect. Your player character, the knight, is Void aspected.
Okay, cool.
The Pale King, basically, when Soul didn't work out, tried out Void.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I've got these two different things to work with.
Yeah.
I've got murder.
Yeah.
And I've got... The eternal blackness of death.
Yes.
Like, I was like, okay, like, I'm going to figure this one out. His first contractor did not do a good job.
No.
So.
Yeah. So, the Void, it's an ancient civilization that predates the Kingdom of Hollownest, a lot like the ones who worshipped Soul. There was maybe the same ones worshipped Void as well. Because we see there's all these statues, and there's
Well, you'd want a balance. You'd want yin and yang.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I guess Radiance would be the yin, and the yang would be void. Soul is just the life force.
Okay.
So it's not, it's not a good or bad by nature. It's kind of like just energy. And then it's how you use it. It's like electricity is not good or bad by nature, but if you shock someone to death, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. So yeah, this ancient civilization knows all this stuff. It's likely the same civilization responsible for the soul totems, the ones that have the soul. So we think we think it's this old.
It predates, like, but it predates anything that anybody alive or even in recent history could possibly have known.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And there's this one dude that you can sell like artifacts to as you find them, and he'll drop little voice lines like, "Oh, the soul totems were from really long ago. I haven't figured out which civilization it was yet." Or like, we get a lot of lore from that guy. He's an old researcher.
We should have him on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Tiny bug.
Yeah.
Like a little tiny microphone
in a jar.
Yeah. So it's, dark energy is usually seen as bad in games. Like I said before, void is not necessarily bad.
Yeah, it's just not radiance.
Exactly. So essence. Now that's the essence is tied to radiance.
Okay.
Yes. So it's the currency that looks like a dream catcher. You may not have encountered it, but basically once you get the dream nail, essence is another thing you can collect.
Okay.
And to get to the end of the game, you need a minimum of 1800 of it.
Okay.
You can get it by beating those dream bosses.
Okay.
They drop essence. Like, if you beat the false knight.
Yeah.
He will give you 200 essence.
Okay.
And you need 1800. So you can get this.
Just beat him 6 times and you're good. Yeah.
You can choose your favorite bosses. So it doesn't really, like, say you have to beat all the bosses again.
Yeah.
Just choose the bosses that
whoever you find the easiest, just grind him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't think you can beat the same one over and over again.
Oh.
I think it's like you beat him once and then that's it. And you can get the next one. But there's something like 2,800 to get the final achievement for getting all of them, like called the Enlightened One. You have to go back to the Seer, and then she said, you collected it all, but there's really like 3,200 in the game. So there's more than you need in the game.
Okay, all right.
So the Dream Nail shows like the alternate voice lines. It also unlocks that stuff. So you can hit something with the Dream Nail. It puts out the essence into the world.
It's like a ghost sword, I guess, because if you hit somebody with it, you don't actually harm them. You just read their mind.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
Pretty much. And, some of the bosses, like, you will get an alternate voice line, but they're moving so quickly, it's just really fucking hard
to even read it.
Yeah, to hit them or to read it or to, like, it's really hard. So essence, just basically dream currency. And that's it. So we have soul. That is your mana, is your life essence.
Yeah.
We have void, which is your aspect, which is the darkness, which is the only thing that can fight the infection or radiance. And then we have essence, which is basically dream power. And you can't enter certain things, dreams, until you have enough essence to get into it. Where you'll encounter the radiance, because radiance or light attacks through dreams.
Okay, cool. Holy fuck.
Yes.
Yeah, the radiance as well is, spoilers, the true final boss.
Yes, the radiance, the... You eventually have to fight the Hollow Knight, which is the final boss.
Yeah.
And then if you have a certain ending, you'll fight the Hollow Knight's dreams, which is where he encases the radiance to save the world from it, basically. But the problem is it's leaking out from his thoughts.
Yeah. What a fucking crazy thing is it? You kind of are the... You're not the villain.
No. You are a failed experiment to stop an infection from hurting an otherwise peaceful bug colony.
Right. And, like, the infection itself is not necessarily evil either. There's no true villain at all.
It might be free speech or free thought.
Yeah, okay.
Because you can... There's this sign as you're coming into the city saying, those of great, like, with great minds, do not pass this area. And it implies that the small creatures that do not have a mind will gain a mind by entering this area because they enter the hive mind.
Okay, and you don't want that.
You don't
want people thinking too much. That's danger to the Pale King.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. But everything was fine. Like, it wasn't a bad... It wasn't like a dictator making all these fucked up things. It was just like, oh, it's a civilization that's just running smoothly.
Yeah.
And then Radiance came in and... Being able to think for yourself...
The discord.
This is like, this is what I'm putting on to it.
Yeah.
It's not really saying, like, thinking for yourself, but they also get very aggressive whenever the Radiance kind of comes in. So I don't know if they're trying to fight the hive mind or if they're just confused or what's going on, but yeah.
Gotta kill him, though.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, that was... There's a lot there. I hope you guys were able to, like, follow. There's a lot of, like, intricacies, but the biggest thing is that you want to know for next time is the void is the dark energy, which is you. The radiance is the bad thing to our kingdom, which is light.
Yeah.
And soul is the mana that both sides can use to fight with,
basically. Okay, yeah, well, it's other things, life force, basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, we'll definitely refer to this episode to go back to in the next one,
yeah,
just in case, because you're probably going to launch off pretty strong with, like, no, hey, you guys did the reading at home, so here's, yeah, the test sort of thing.
I'll definitely do a speed round. I don't think I'll make anyone have to listen about it if they don't want to, but this one, I think nobody wants
an assignment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think I can get through it pretty quickly, but if you want the intricacies, then it's here. Do you have any more questions about the world or anything that you're...
No. Like, yeah, there's the three kind of elements that build everything out.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be set up. Because, like, yeah, I said, I'm not far enough in that game. I beat, like, three, yeah, maybe four bosses.
Yeah.
And it's there. It haunts me. It haunts my dreams that I need to finish Hollow Knight one day,
yeah,
apparently. except I need to play more Absolver, which sucks. Yeah, don't play Absolver is my review of that.
You were so excited about it.
Yeah, because it looks cool. It's not good at all.
This is how you felt about Hollow Knight. Maybe in 6 months' time, we'll be doing an Absolver episode. You'll get back to
it. Yeah, there's nothing really truly redeeming about Absolver.
Okay.
Like, nothing makes me want to play that again.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's it. But yeah, cool. It's very cool. I like the context because it's something that I probably would have missed and would have had to have watched a bunch of YouTube videos for.
Yeah.
To understand.
I've been watching a ton of them, and like, you can watch an hour-long Hollow Knight video and then it still goes on. Like, you haven't covered everything. So I know this one, especially without Ethan, there was a lot of me just like delivering information, and I hope it wasn't too dry for you guys, but like, I really had a lot of fun researching it, and I think the game's beautiful. If you haven't picked it up, like, pick it up. Like,
yeah,
it's amazing. It's such a good game. Support Team Cherry. Like, they're good guys. If they make DLC, they give it to you for free.
Yeah, it's all free.
Yeah. Silk Song is coming out soon, or it's being developed. There's the trailer out there. Go check it out. There's like 150 new enemies, whole new areas, new playable characters.
She looks like a lot more fun to play, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's like a grapple mechanic or something.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
She looks like a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, she has like a needle and thread instead of a nail. So
yeah,
she does like this tangly needle move or a thread move, and then she has like throw her needle and like dash to it like a hook shot kind of thing.
It's fucking sweet.
Yeah. Oh, it's all amazing. The game is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so Peter, if I wanted to find you on El Interneto.
On Los Internet?
Yeah.
Los Internet?
Yeah.
You can find me at Pete O'Donohue. I am the cartoonist, despite the fact there hasn't been an update in a couple of weeks. I am working on getting a tablet and whatnot. Other things just came up, so, you know, just slowed down a bit.
Yeah.
That's at loreboys.com, theloreboys.com, and pornhubcaps.com. They all redirect to the same place. You can find our artwork there for every episode. We have a unique one, and we'll have a unique one for every episode that we've recorded thus far. The ones that are missing, I will redo them all.
Cool.
Once I have a better way of doing it. And then, yeah, at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. And then on DeviantArt, if you want to download full-sized images, 1080p, it's O'Manahue on DeviantArt. And Jambo.
That's a lot of P.
Yeah.
1080. My name's
That's
James.
A lot of P.
You can find me
I'm a lot of P.
You can find me where there's a lot of P.
Oh, yeah.
And
anywhere there's a lot of P.
JYMILLK64 on PSN if you want to play some Apex with me. If you want to watch me play some Hollow Knight, I've been doing that a couple streams yesterday. twitch.tv/theloreboys. I haven't been super consistent with the stream, but just this week had the idea of if I'm going to play or deliver lore on a game, I think it would be fun that a couple days before the game or the lore is recorded, I will play the game.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys, hey, this is like the pre-episode research. Come check it out. So one, you'll get a jump start on what we're talking about. Two, you'll get to see me fall on spike traps a million times.
I think a lot of the stuff that's been going on recently, like, we still put out the show every week, but like everything else has been just so fucking chaotic that like, please forgive us temporarily while we rebalance everything. We need a couple of things to fall into place right now, because like, everything is kind of fucking crazy. Like, we haven't been a trio in 2 weeks at this
no,
point.
No, that's
so.
It. Ethan's super busy. He got flown out to Poland last minute. Yeah. Like, Peter's dealing with his own stuff, right? Yeah. So it's... Yeah.
Which is all over, and thankfully, at least, as far as I can tell, that, yeah, like, we still get the show out. Everything else, all extracurricular bullshit we're trying to get back onto. But
some extracurricular stuff that we have been doing, and for those of you who support Loreboys Prime, is what we call it?
Loreboys Prime, Loreboys Premium. There's two different systems. Okay. Generally the same sacrifice.
Okay, good.
This time, because we like to keep it on brand.
Yep.
I mean, did you have one that you wanted to...
Well, I had one, but please, I'd love to hear your...
Oh, it's just because I had a coupon book to give out, but okay. No, if you want, go for it.
Well, I was going to say that I've been doing my own soul experiments at home. So I live in a basement apartment. There's an abundance of bugs.
Yeah.
So what I've been doing is I've been collecting them and one by one putting them real close to my eye and squishing them and watching the soul come out.
Yeah.
And then capturing that in a tiny little bag. And then I've been putting that into bigger bags. So I have... And then those in a bigger bag. So I have lots of little bug souls.
If you thought Jolly Ranchers were overpackaged, you ain't fucking seen nothing yet.
There's a lot of bug souls. And the best way to replenish your soul is to huff them.
Yeah.
So if you want to huff some bug guts and get strong like the Loreboys, subscribe to Loreboys Premium.
Loreboys Premium. Or Loreboys Prime. It's the same system as far as I can tell.
Yeah. Well, for Loreboys Prime, you have to have Amazon Prime, and then you can move it over kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not worth it in Quebec.
No.
You know, in Quebec, actually, here's a little trivia. Here's some real-life lore, which generally people call history.
Okay.
Or fact.
Yeah.
In Quebec, you don't get a free month. You don't get a free trial of Amazon Prime. You get 13 months for the price of 12.
Huh.
But you still have to pay up front and pay for the whole fucking thing.
Oh, that sucks.
Yep.
Dang.
Sure does.
Frickin' Quebec.
Frickin' Quebec.
All of our like countrywide like sweepstakes too. Like you can win an Xbox One if you eat a Harvey's Whopper. And then,
yeah.
Except for Quebec.
Quebec's like our Alaska.
Yeah.
It's a shit state.
Separate but equal.
Yeah. Not at all.
Anyway.
And that constitutes...
A Loreboys.
Loreboys.
Salut. Goodbye.
Bye.
Tabernacle.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.